poll, majority say national security getting worse under Joe Biden's leadership. By Hannah Blow on April 18, 2022. Most Americans fear U.S. national security is getting worse under President Biden's leadership, a Rasmussen Report survey released Monday revealed. Overall, 54% of likely voters said the U.S. national security situation is getting worse under Biden, a sentiment shared by 80% of Republicans and 57% of independents. One-fifth, overall, say the situation is getting better, but 22% said it is about the same. While a plurality, 35%, of Democrats say it is getting better under Biden's leadership, opinions are scattered, as another 33% of Democrats said it is about the same. And over a quarter, 27%, say it is worse. This issue could very well play into the midterm elections, as 60% said the issue of national security is a very important topic in this year's elections, followed by 28% who said it is somewhat important and 8% who said it is not very important. However, there seems to be a consensus, as 75% of Republicans, 54% of independents, and 50% of Democrats agree that the issue of national security is very important heading into the midterms. The survey, taken April 10 to 11, 2022, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters, has a +/+3% margin of error. Since taking office, Biden has gutted many of former President Trump's key policies, particularly in regards to illegal immigration, as Democrats continue to happily embrace open border policies, dropping illegal aliens into U.S. communities, and increasing security fears. As Breitbart News reported, President Biden has released over 750,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior since taking office. The brief, dated April 14 and filed in the Supreme Court by Stephen Miller's America First Legal Foundation, details the extent to which Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has put its catch-and-release network into overdrive in just a little over 12 months. Specifically, DHS has released more than 756,109 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities from January 21, 2021, to February 28, 2022. The brief states, this is larger than the resident population of Boston, about equal to the size of Denver, Colorado, and larger than the population of Detroit, Michigan. Some of these illegal aliens were released into the country via dead-of-the-night secret flights.